Welcome to the Holly Hibbard Podcast, the place for insights, advice, and real talk for parents of teens and young adults. If you're ready to equip, empower, and encourage your kiddo and yourself for success in our ever-changing world, this is the place for you. My name is Holly Hibbard, and with more than 20 years of experience as a school teacher, leadership coach, and relationship mentor, I know firsthand the unique challenges and growth opportunities that come with raising this generation. Today, as a professional coach and mentor, I help parents, teens, and young adults learn simple emotional intelligence habits they can use to manage their anxiety, cope with stress, and navigate the messy emotional moments that come with growing up. Each week, we'll practice getting comfortable having uncomfortable conversations about all things parenting, leadership, perspectives, and more. Understanding your teen or young adult doesn't have to feel confusing, scary, or hard, my friend. I'm giving you full-on permission to forgive your mistakes easily, ditch the guilt, and regain confidence in your ability to be there for your kid the best way you know how. So let's grow together. Hello, friends. Welcome back to this special series of episodes called Questions to Ask Your Kids, Tweens, or Teens. This is a special series that I have created because as a professional coach, my job is to be a asker of questions, a professional asker of questions. And as I've been a coach over the last 11 years and mentoring even prior to that when I was a teacher, what you say truly, truly matters. And listen, when you have those frustrating moments with the people that you are raising, that Gen Alpha, that Gen Z kid or young adult or teenager, oh my goodness, how tough is it to bite our tongue? And remember, we are the adults. We are the mature ones. We are the ones that have to be careful when we want to be passive aggressive, when we want to be sarcastic, when we want to add confrontation instead of diffuse confrontation. Today's question I'm going to offer to you in your tool belt for all of you out there is one that when you know that it exists, it can be so magical when you choose to use it. And when you know better and you choose not to use it and you use the alternative question, which I bet a number of you are because I do too sometimes when I'm irritated, you are inciting a riot. You could be making things much worse. So what is this two-word simple, magical, whimsical question to ask your kid, your tween, your teen, your young adult in your household? How come? How come? How come? How come? You can use this in so many ways, shapes, or forms, from just simply being curious about what they're thinking or how they're feeling. It's a way to invite them to elaborate on something that they've shared with you, or an interpretation or a perspective that they have about something. But it's also a really fantastic way to squash heat in an argument or to calm down a moment where everyone, or even if one of you, is just fired up. This works like a charm when you remember you are the adult and you remember to use it, okay? So let's go through some examples. First of all, the question we more often ask that can, as I mentioned, incite a riot, make the argument much worse, cause your kiddo to put up their defenses, is asking them, why? Why did you do that? Why did you think that? Why did you go there? Why did you make this choice? Why? Because when we are asking them why they do things, it's typically, I'll say the majority of the time, not coming from us being curious. It's really coming from a mood typically of, I want to hit you upside the head because this is ridiculous and I can't believe that you did that, said that, took that action, right? Like, we just think to ourselves, what were you thinking? And they know that and they feel that. So even if we say, why did you do that? Why do you feel that way? Why did you take this action and not that action? Simply by using the word why, it will trigger a defensive mechanism from your kid. This also works with the other adults in your life also, so don't think this is only exclusive to young people. When we are asked or questioned why we do certain things, we can become defensive, especially if the person asking us why feels like they are, you know, have a tone of interrogation, or they want to prove to you that they had another solution that you were supposed to choose instead or go with instead. So using the question, how come, is a calmer way that invites them to an open-minded, curious conversation. Simply the change in the words is not as likely to bring out in them that sense of defensiveness, the words alone, because societally we don't ask people that often, how come? It's different. They recognize it as different. And it doesn't set off that internal moment of dukes up, gonna fight this one out, right? So here's an example of how this could work. Let's say your kid is supposed to do this chore day after day after day or week after week, and you notice this pattern that they seem to disregard this task every single time. Or let's say they do the chore, but they do it a different way. They do it at the different time that you would prefer them to do it. They're just going outside the lines that you have drawn out for them for whatever reason. Now, if we go to them, and again, forget that we are the grown-ups, and say, why did you do it this way? Why didn't you do this morning instead of this evening when you had all these other things to do? Why did you not put a reminder on your phone or on your desk or in your planner that this thing was due? Why? That's going to start an argument, right? All the defenses are out. And the thing with anyone, you or them, feeling defensive is this. No one will come up with a solution to an issue if one person is fired up, because the other is not in a state of mind that is calm enough to hear that logical solution to the issue. So first we want to go from a place of recognizing, I want to ask them why. They're going to perceive it as judgment or criticism. Let's stop and now switch that to how come? Hey, how come you chose to take the trash out this morning instead of after dinner? Okay, simple question. They can explain to you their reasoning. They might not even have reasoning. They might say, I don't know, or I forgot what day it was, and I thought I was supposed to do it in the morning and not at night. You can ask them these questions to find out their logic. And again, we may need to give them pause to explain where their reasoning came from, because remember, their brains are not developed. But this is an open invitation of a question for them to share and express with you something more than, I need to defend myself and make sure that my parent gets off my back and stops talking to me and leaves me alone so I can go back to doing what I want to do. So instead of asking why, try the question, how come? You can use this in so many different scenarios. You can use it when it comes to, like I said, they're coloring outside the lines, literally or figuratively, in the way that they do things in life. You can ask them questions about their social circles. How come this social circle is really interesting to you? Or let's say they take up this sport and not that art, or vice versa, that art and not this sport, or they like a particular game. Rather than asking, why do you like this, or what do you see in it, try asking, how come this interests you? How come, right? Very simple. We can phrase it in a number of ways to accommodate whatever it is you are curious about. But as I said, yes, it has value in deepening the conversation and the connection between you, but most importantly, this is a great tool for when one of you, especially them, when they are upset and we need to disarm and diffuse the moment so we can calm down, the defenses are put aside, and we can get back to coming up with a logical solution to whatever it is that is bothering you or bothering them. I truly hope that this question is impactful in your life and in your relationships. Try it out. Leave me a comment. Send me a message. I would love to hear how it resulted in a different outcome of a conversation, one that hopefully was better than what you were expecting had you just gone with why this and why that. Let me know how it goes. And until next time, I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. I'm sending you the biggest hug from over here. I hope this episode brought you one step closer to being the leader in your life and family that you desire to be. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you'd take 30 seconds to help others discover the show. Share this episode with a friend or leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Screenshot this episode, share it with your takeaway on Instagram stories by tagging me at The Holly Hibbard. I would love to know what you think. Remember, you are not alone in this journey, and I'm always here to cheer you on and provide you with expert advice and support. Until next time, stay curious, remain encouraged, and keep empowering yourself. You're doing great, I promise.